This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
James is gone, but the Ice Queens are here to slay. Get ready, because it's getting ice, ice, icy, baby.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. No excuse.
We're just throwing it back for everyone.
Yes.
At their eighth grade formal.
Icy episode. Yeah. Oh my gosh, we're breaking down two episodes. First of all, welcome back and happy new year, Pump Rules fans. We're so excited to be back and welcome our newest addition.
Please introduce yourselves, ladies.
I'm Sarah Sirio. Thanks again for watching, guys.
Hi, guys. I'm Rivette, and I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Welcome, Rivette. As you guys know, I'm Zach Peter, and the three of us will be joined by Archie every week bringing down Pump Rules, so get ready. Tonight, we're breaking down two episodes, episode 4 and episode 5, so we have a lot to cover. James is gone, but his mama wants to save him. The Ice Queens threw an epic party. We've got some really, really hot steeping tea time. We're going to be serving the verdict and crowning our pumptinis, so get ready. If you're watching Watch What Happens Live, join the live chat right now. We'll shout you out and let us know what Lisa's talking about so we're up to date with the tea, you guys. Real quickly, ladies, what were your initial reactions to these past two episodes? They were juicy.
They were juicy. I liked episode 4. I appreciated what happened in the end, because I think it was meant to be, with James getting fired.
Shocker.
So I liked it. And the beer cheese looked so good.
No beer cheese. Stop trying to make beer cheese happen.
Good.
Beer cheese is gross. Rivette, beer cheese, yay or nay?
We need to try it. I've never had it.
No.
Why not?
Have you tried it, Zach?
No.
All right.
Well, I don't eat beer.
I don't eat beer either.
I don't drink beer, and I don't eat cheese. Oh. Those are the two worst
either,
things ever.
But like that kind of cheese to me with like a soft pretzel, Sorry, that's just like what I love.
It's just what, like beer flavored cheese.
I guess. I haven't had that, but that's just what I envision, like queso. But it's probably
right. That's
not
what
like
I'm
that
thinking. I'm thinking it is like queso, and I like queso. Like the queso at Chipotle is really good. I think I would like it. Yep. Definitely.
I think if you're a queso person, no bueno. I don't do cheese. Okay, Erica Pie says that she's watching Watch What Happens Live. Erica, let us know what's going on. I hear Lisa is spilling the tea. Clarence says James shouldn't have been fired. Ooh, those are fighting words, bro.
Wow.
What is going on? Why? Spoogies, that's how you stay thin, Zach. How do I stay thin?
Oh, by not eating cheese.
Oh, there you go.
And drinking beer.
There you go. You're following the conversation. Jesse Green says that I need to try beer cheese. You guys, it's not happening. It's not
we
a
might
thing.
Bring some in and have a taste test.
I will watch and live vicariously through you.
No.
What's it going to take?
Nothing. It's just not going to happen. Like hard no. Hard pass. No means no.
I want to see that food truck, though, in LA. Is it going to be a food truck? They said they're going to do it at a farmer's market, right?
Yeah, they're going to start it at a farmer's
Mamaw's
market.
Mamaw's beer cheese. I want to see it at a farmer's market.
I mean,
give it a taste.
It's happening. I don't know why.
I don't know when.
Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Spoogies. She clarified. No beer, no cheese. That's how you stay thin. It's a key, you guys. Laxatives don't hurt either. Jokes. Okay, so big topic of episode 4 was that James was fired.
Yes.
Are we shocked? Did we see this coming? I just want to say I called it. Because I said he was going to get fired and he was going to have a crying scene where he was going to be begging Lisa for his job back. I have been vindicated. Rivette,
honestly,
how are you feeling?
I was shocked. I think, like Lisa says, she cares about James and all, you know, her employees, maybe more than she should, but I didn't think she would fire him. I wanted her to, and I'm happy that, you know, she did, because he needs to learn his lesson. Mm-hmm. What he said was not okay. And it's not the first time. It's not the second time. We've seen James repeatedly say things that are just not okay in the workplace. And it sort of sets the tone for how everybody else can act. So was I shocked? Yes. But am I happy it happened? Also, yes.
Yeah. And I feel like when you're spitting such negativity and nasty things at people, like, then people don't want to be around you. And it just creates an ugly work environment, which is why I voted to have Archie removed from this panel. No, I'm kidding, you guys. He'll be back next week. He will be back next week. Stop. Jokes, guys. Jokes.
That's so funny. I feel the same way, though. I really didn't think Lisa was going to have it in her because you just, like, kind of saw her. Because when Katie gave her the ultimatum, she even was, like, taken aback because she was like, oh, I don't really want to be put in this place.
Yeah.
But then she did it. His whole dramaticness of it all was, I lived for it.
I will say I hated that Lisa really made it, like, a big contemplation. Yeah. I was like, he's awful. Like, you fired Kristen, you fired all... I was so confused at the fact that she was even having to, like, consult with Guillermo and, like, have a meeting with him to be like, should we really fire him? Should we let him go? I'm like, this is an easy decision. He is an awful person. You have a woman that is in your workplace that said she's uncomfortable working around him. Like, I don't understand what the issue of dragging it out so much was, even if it was to play it up for the cameras. I think it made her look like a... ineffective boss.
Well, from a business standpoint, I do see how, you know, he is pulling in a crowd. Tuesday nights are his thing. I think she really did have to consult with her partners. You know, it's not just
her. In
this
age of Me Too, where men, there's no tolerance. Everybody's, like, making such, you know, bold claims against, you know, sexual harassment, against body shaming. Like, everybody's making such a big deal about it. And Lisa Vanderpump is the last person that I think would be on the bandwagon of determining whether or not, you know, the money is worth the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
I think in this case, that was an easy fire, in my opinion.
Yeah, which was just very shocking when we get to it for the episode 5. Just what James' mom had to say about it.
You know what also drove me crazy in this episode? What? Lala and Raquel. This sit down was too much for me.
I was texting you when that happened.
Stop clapping in my face. Oh my gosh.
I
can't with her.
Really gonna need Raquel to stop having these one-on-ones with the camera, how she gets her own little screen time. It's not bringing me joy.
No.
And also, like, Lala is a girl's girl. Raquel does not understand the definition of what that means. I'm not calling you stupid. I'm not calling you dumb because I do think that's not nice. But you don't understand that definition.
Raquel, you're dumb and you're stupid. Oh. Delicately put. I mean, when all of the evidence is in your face about your boyfriend cheating on you, all these girls are coming up and they're like, I did it here. Here's the timestamp. Here's a photo of me in bed with your man. Like, what more proof do you need? Like, Sarah, have a boyfriend. You had somebody come to you with all of this information, what would you do?
I would ask him.
You would ask him.
Mm-hmm. But I would also believe the person, kind of.
Oh, wait.
But the thing is this isn't the first time that it's coming to her. That's like, if it was the first time, then I'd still have a little bit of faith in my person.
Mm.
But this isn't the first time, and she still has so much, like, honest and loyalty towards him. And it's just like, why do you?
I root for her. I really am rooting for her. I know.
These are fighting words here.
I'm rooting for Raquel every time she has some camera time. I'm like, you know what? She's going to say something smart and intelligent, and, you know, she's not just gonna be like blindsided by this love or love of camera time, whatever type of love is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's just like you said, it's not the first time.
No.
Like, nobody wants to believe their man is cheating on
them.
But it's like point blank. Now, whether you agree that, yeah, he is cheating on me, but I want to stay with him, that's your problem, another story.
I would have more respect for her if she did
right.
that.
But you have to acknowledge it, like Brittany did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And own it and be like, I'm still going to continue on.
Right.
And Lala told her, she's like, James Kennedy is not some prize that everyone just wants to say that they hooked up with.
He's not Johnny Depp. No one wants to pretend that they slept with your man.
No. Okay, Spoogies is very in agreement with me. She said, stop trying to make Raquel happen. She isn't going to happen. Billy says, I hate to say it, but I think Raquel was right about Lala pulling the dad card out of thin air. Do you think Lala was right to, you know, say that, you know, to bring up her dad's passing in this argument?
I when watching it, I did feel like it came out of nowhere. But then again, they could piece things together editing-wise that you don't know what they're talking about. And maybe when Raquel was trying to tell Lala, like, why she was talking to... Who was she talking to?
Logan.
Yeah, she was talking to Logan. And it's just, like, maybe that brought up just, like, her saying that, like, that's what they were discussing. I don't know.
Right.
It's valid in my eyes, but... They could have still continued it to come to some sort of a resolution, I think.
Because Raquel was saying to Lala, you and Logan are bonding over talking about me.
Yeah.
And she said, no, we were bonding over the fact that my father died.
Yeah, so, she wasn't using it as a sympathy card to try and throw it in her face.
Right.
Yeah.
Raquel was like, she was caught off guard. Like, she knew I caught her in a lie. And so she pulled that. No, you weren't. What?
Wait, can we talk about the moment this episode where Raquel opens up about her greatest childhood struggle?
Stop. I can't talk about this.
Her greatest childhood struggle, which was not getting to go to the ice cream party because she didn't finish her timetables. I mean, talk about white girl problems. Talk about white privilege. Like, if you want to go there, we'll pull it all up. Like, literally, and you want people to not think that you're dumb. And, like, that's what you bring up on camera as, like, one of your biggest adversities is you didn't get to go to the damn ice cream party.
In elementary school.
In elementary school.
That is really still with her. She needs to talk to someone about that.
I mean,
in all honesty.
No.
Because... it was a long time ago.
When she said that, it sort of all made sense. I'm like, okay, so this is her biggest issue. Yeah. Like, that's Raquel.
I mean, that's Raquel. I get it, because when people call her that, she really, it does upset her.
Quote of the night, and she said this to Stassi tonight, don't say that I'm stupid in the head. Say it in the butt. No, she didn't have that last part. But I mean, where else do you say that you're stupid, girl? I loved it. It was my favorite thing of last night. And speaking of favorite things, there are so many other shows that I love that are my favorites. And if you guys love them too, like you love Vanderpump Rules, you can keep up with them on the regs because we break them down for you. Isn't that right, Sarah Serio?
That is absolutely right. Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channels, YouTube will suggest content that's tailored made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air like we always do. Mm-hmm. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
We love you guys. We love when you join the conversation. You guys are loving these past two episodes. You said that they're so juicy. Hi, Spoogies. Hi, Kimberly. Hi, Urka Pie.
Hi.
Welcome back, guys. Billy says, well, Jesus Christ, Raquel, learn your timetables. Go to the ice cream party, girl. No one's holding you back.
Throw an ice cream party.
No one's holding, but you guys are talking.
Oh my gosh, that would be so, like, that'd be so cute. James should throw Raquel an ice cream party.
That would be cute if he were a good boyfriend.
Boyfriend goals.
But he's not.
Okay,
you guys are
there.
Also talking about Logan. We're going to get to Logan later in tea time, so stay tuned.
We have some
juicy, we have some juicy tea. And here's a little teaser. Logan may be coming in studio after Buzz, or if not, he's definitely going to be on No Filter very soon, so stay tuned, guys.
That's
Logan
exciting.
Is coming to spill the tea.
Logan,
Logan
we
is
need
coming
to hear
to spill
from you,
the tea,
because...
you guys. Get ready. Get ready. Okay, let's move into tonight's episode. The ice queens have risen.
I loved it.
The party was everything.
Winter is here.
Winter is here. Favorite looks, Beau.
Loved him.
Tom Schwartz as Elf. Buddy the Elf was so adorable.
I feel like we'd be doing him a favor. We need to say that Sandoval looked amazing because he clearly needed to outdo his girlfriend
more
and everyone else.
More extra than guacamole. Like so much.
He just always, he always has to. Like, you so can't much. Let your girl have a moment. Are you kidding me?
He loves dressing up.
Man.
And Ariana is like, I don't think she really cares.
No, but like, you know, if he ever were to get married, that he would have the entrance.
Definitely.
Not Ariana or... who, I mean, hopefully, but, or whoever.
No,
but I will go off of what you said, too. Sheena looked good as a blonde.
Sheena did look good as blonde. Mm-hmm. That was the only scene I liked her in ever.
Ever.
It's funny. I watched old episodes of Vanderpump Rules. The first season. I was sending Sarah video clips of Sheena in the first episode. And she's just like, people hate me because I'm real. And I just don't care what other people think. I was like, fast forward 6 seasons.
How things change.
I mean, she's just so, like, not in touch with reality. I hate it. Okay, so I loved the outfits. I loved that the girls, both Stassi and Ariana, were matching. Mm-hmm. I thought that that was cute. How did you feel about Stassi's little tantrum at the end? Do you think it was warranted?
These were my thoughts. I think that I love Stassi. I think she's great. But I think she was having, like, fears from other relationships sink in because she really hasn't at that time been in a long enough relationship with Bo to see, like, maybe this is, like, her forever. Mm-hmm. So I think she was just having fear that it was going to turn out like the rest of her relationships. And that's valid because I've been there. And it's just, it's a growing process for her. That's personally what I thought.
Yeah, I think she took an edible and she became anxious. And, like, that's what exacerbated this whole situation.
Stop.
That's my hot take. Rivette, how you feeling?
You know, Stassi is known for her annual birthday meltdown. Mm-hmm. And this year is no different. I don't care if you're turning 30. I don't care if she's turning 50. I don't care if she's turning 75. Mm-hmm. She will have her birthday meltdown. It's her birthday, and she'll cry if she wants to.
She will throw her dentures at you in the future. Get ready for it.
But
season 28.
But I'm not
going to
lie. That it came out of nowhere.
Like, she was so happy with him.
You, like, had to fast. We were like, what? Rewind that.
We were so
confused. She was having such a happy moment.
I love Bo so much.
And then she's downstairs wiping off her makeup, like
blowing up his phone.
I know you read my text messages.
Yes.
Never say that. Never say that to your person, even if you know.
It's so psycho stalker girlfriend.
But it's like, you knew.
Yeah.
Which
is exactly what Jax called Sheena, because we saw Sheena with Adam. And Sheena is like a dog in heat. She is like so thirsty, which is like the most unattractive thing. When you have like your legs spread wide open and you're just like, come and get it. Then guys, like, there's no catch. I don't have to chase it. Like, you know.
I still have so many questions about that scene. First of all, why do you have a day bed? Second of all, why do you have 1,000 sunglasses? Third of all, I'm pretty sure she had, like, Capri Sun pouches in her fridge, which I'm not opposed to. But it's just, like, she was so confusing to me. Like, he was not, like, yeah, he's probably about her, but he just didn't seem like he cared. And it's so sad to see her try again.
She's an enigma.
For the, like, 10th time.
Rivette, do you think Adam's gay?
I do think Adam's gay.
See?
I really do.
Do you?
The truth is out. I'm starting to think so. He's a very pretty guy.
Yeah.
He's hot, you know?
So well, like, put together. Like,
but when he's had Brittany and now Sheena, and they're both like viable options that were basically handed to him on a platter, and he hasn't dipped.
Brittany would have been a better option.
Brittany would have been a much better option. I agree.
I would say probably.
Do you think he's gay?
I don't know. I'm on the fence.
Okay. Well, Sheena says that he makes her vagina dance.
Well, so does a lot of other things.
So do a lot of guys in West Hollywood.
Just so disappointing seeing Sheena throw herself at him like that.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, oh, come on. Like, you don't need to do that. Like,
no. Ew, she doesn't. She needs to realize it. I've told her this last season. Girl,
she doesn't
are you
listen.
Listening?
She's not taking notes. She's listening to everybody else but us.
No.
Oh, Kimberly says that she thinks Clarence thinks Adam is gay.
Clarence.
Kimberly says at least bi. And Kimberly also says he's bi but prefers men.
Hmm.
I mean, that means gay.
Well, I was about to say that. But Kimberly, I'm with you. I was going to say bi as well. Because, I mean.
Oh. Erica Pye says, supposedly per production, Sheena wants people to know she has sex and talks about it a lot. Makes sense from what is shown. I mean, sure.
I mean, when you get a day bed, I just feel like there's not a lot going on in there.
Erica Pye thinks Adam is creeped out by how much Sheena is because she's a lot.
Yeah, she needs someone. She needs someone like Tom Sandoval.
She does.
Who is like
going to compete with her on outfits? Yeah. Like, you know, is going to teach her how to do better
like
contour.
Super shy and like doesn't. You know,
I don't think like, she wants that guy though.
She doesn't.
I think she needs that guy, but she doesn't want that guy.
Oh yeah. Oh, good point.
She needs something different. She needs to mix it up.
Like being single.
Like being single.
Like being single.
Okay. Can we talk about James' mom? Because I'm like thoroughly convinced that that is not really James' mom, and this was like a retired actress that we cast to fill in the role this week.
She kind of, as she was talking to me, had a New York accent going on when she was getting a little heated. I was like, where is she from? Like, what is she going with this? So I could agree with you.
She's from Backstage.com, the casting site.
No.
He looks like her, though.
He does. And it's
I mean,
like,
how can you tell what she looks like?
What?
She's not, she just did not look, she looked like she tried to overdo it with the plastic surgery
I mean,
and not in an attractive way.
She did come walking in like she was trying out for the runway show for Victoria's Secret.
She did. I tweeted that and somebody said that she used to be a model on Twitter, so.
Oh, well, there you go.
So she thought she was going to relive.
She's just giving her
best. I think she, this is like Britney's mom last season.
Ooh.
She wants camera time. She wanted the scene. It was so stupid.
It made me, I thought it was going to be a really good conversation. But then as it started to continue, it made me very uncomfortable.
Yeah. What did you think? Mom of the year?
I did not get a motherly vibe.
No.
What the vibe I got, and I hate to say it, is, you know, we saw this episode that James helps his family financially. His parents, his younger brothers. And what I felt is that she saw that the money might stop coming in.
Mm.
And that the tears that I saw, that's what I felt.
Ooh, we're not, right with the hot topics.
I don't know.
I can agree with you on that.
I can see that.
I think she likes it. She's probably feeling good, being
she
sober, liking where she's living, liking how she's looking. So, I mean, she probably enjoys it. And it feels proud of James for doing it. So it's being taken away. And she doesn't.
I mean, I understand a mom wanting to support her kid. I totally get that. But, like, at some point, as a mom, you want to support your kid to, like, be a better person, not just
like,
keep a job.
Is she there most Tuesdays? I don't think so.
No, I don't think she's there at all.
So it's, you have to think that way as well.
Or if she is, she's there because she likes the attention of being James' mom.
But
and she's like,
how she came at Lisa for Lisa trying to explain, like, why he got fired.
Yeah.
It was just, it just seemed very backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, she could have said it in a way because she was like, I'm not saying, like, what James did was okay. But it's like, imagine if someone was coming at you with all those comments. What would you do?
Yeah.
I wouldn't come back with them with more mean comments.
It would be an adult.
Yeah.
She said, if nobody sets him off, he's not going to set himself off. Well, part of being an adult is dealing with, you know, things
other people's BS.
Yeah.
And not, and not, like, allowing yourself to throw a tantrum. Like, that's not justifiable behavior for a 25-year-old man.
So it's just, it was a little confusing.
It's crazy. Erica P says, Mama is not self-aware. Clarence says, James' mom is more of a friend than a mom to him.
But I liked when LVP was like, no, like, you're his mom.
Yeah, she's like, you're his mother figure.
Yeah.
LVP's like, no, you're his actual mother.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I just don't. I don't understand this woman. I think she likes the camera time. I think she likes the money, and I just I'm not here for it. Like Raquel. Tom and Ariana weighing in on Jackson Brittany's engagement. Are you here for it? Do you think they had a valid point? Rivet, how you feeling?
You know, I think they did have a valid point. You know, just because you're engaged, it doesn't cancel out all of your history.
Yeah,
but I don't think that conversation needed to happen in front of everybody because it's going to come back to them. Everyone's going to have their opinions on your relationship at the end of the day. But I think there's a fine line between being, you know, respectful and showing your opinion and honestly, their opinion's not wanted. They're engaged. They're getting married. Whether or not you like it, I get it. You want to be good friends and you're caring. But at the end of the day, they're not going to listen to you regardless.
I agree. I think a good friend would pull you aside and be like, look, this is what my, these are what my concerns are. I've known you long enough to be able to be, have a real conversation with you. And it wasn't something that just needed to be spread around like a rumor.
No, I think Tom could have definitely pulled Jax aside and said something. I don't think it needed to be said so soon either. It could have been said like closer to the wedding or whatever.
Or as just he was helping like, him shop for engagement rings.
Yeah, just seeing like where he's at and coming at it in a different way, not coming at it in a way of like attacking or accusing him. Because that's when he'll probably shut down.
No, absolutely. Everybody is not here for Tom Sandoval right now. They do not like him, and I agree. Should we get
fly
into some tea time?
Yes.
Tea time. Good,
guys.
Get your tea ready. Yes, get the tea ready. Okay, first news story. Brittany was recently attacked on a Delta airline flight.
What?
When?
She was in the restroom.
Okay.
This comes from Reality T, and I think even Radar Online also reported it. But so basically, she was in the first class bathroom on a Delta flight, and this woman was trying to get in, and she like banged on the door like 3 or 4 times. And Brittany is like, "What's up? I'm in here. Like, can you chill, girl?" And then finally, you know, she gets off, she gets back to her seat, and as they're exiting the plane, this girl came up to her. Pushed her, and then Brittany later in the day realized that not only did she push her and like pull her hair, she threw gum in her hair.
Oh,
was this when they were going to the Bahamas?
I think so, or coming back from the Bahamas.
You do not fight Brittany. Like, if you are fighting Brittany, there's something wrong with you.
She's from Kentucky, so nice. And she's so sweet.
Maybe she just needed some extra time in the bathroom. Like, chill.
Maybe she was constipated.
Because I feel like we would have seen Jax all over the news, too, like, throwing some punches.
No, absolutely. Well, I think it was just, like, a push and a shove, and it was like, that's rude. And then she realized later that the woman had actually shoved gum in her, which is, like, such a horrible, like.
So horrible. Hopefully it was, like, disgusting. An extension so she could just take it out.
I hope
so. It wasn't,
so.
Like, her real hair.
Right.
No, that's so crazy. I feel so bad for her because she's so sweet. She's like the sweetest person. Like,
you
she's
think
the last
person knew
throw...
who Brittany was?
Maybe.
But it's like, why would you not like her? Even if you didn't know who she was.
She was taking the bathroom too long in first class.
That's ridiculous. There's other bathrooms.
I know.
On an airplane.
Wild. Okay. Well, she's pressing charges now.
Brittany?
Yeah.
Good.
She's pressing charges against the woman. She tweeted Delta. Katie and Kristen both weighed in and started tweeting Delta as well. So you guys can all tweet Delta.
Delta does do well, though. They do give you vouchers because Nick and I have done that.
I mean, if you have to cut a piece of gum out of your hair, I would hope you would get a voucher. Ooh, Urka Pie says, and Brittany's hair is so pretty.
It is.
She's so sweet. Okay, next story. Next story is Ariana. You guys, she recently opened up about having cancer removed.
I know.
Which I think is really, I feel like we're seeing her become more and more vulnerable as the seasons go on. Like, I really like her this season. Whereas last season, I called her bitchy. I said she just didn't vibe with the other cast. And, like, I think this season we're seeing a much different Ariana.
Yeah. She's definitely more relatable now. Because in the past, I didn't really understand her. But I like seeing her be more vulnerable and we're learning more about her.
I also really like her dynamic with Stassi this season. Mm-hmm. They're really they're friendly. They're getting along. They wore matching outfits, whereas like in seasons prior, she was like, I want nothing to do with Stassi. I hate her.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, are you ready for the juiciest tea time?
Yes.
Somebody sent in a photo or somebody posted a photo on Twitter. So this account is actually a parody account for Raquel. And it's a photo of James. And James is like in bed with all these other guys, including Logan. So this account tweeted, it's a parody account from quote unquote Raquel, and it said, found my boyfriend's phone last night. It's James Kennedy. Everyone was right by him, and he's cheated on me with men. And he's literally in a photo without shirts on, like semi-naked in bed with all of these very flamboyant looking men. Logan being one of them. What do we think? Was this a scandalous night? Was he drunk?
I think it's definitely happened.
Yeah, absolutely. He looks really turnt. Like, your eyebrows don't droop that low unless you're turnt.
No, like, sure, but it's like you do things you want to do when you're a little tipsy.
Look, the truth comes out.
You go for the things in life that you wouldn't go for if you were sober.
They're not wearing shirts. It is. They're, like, all over each other. Like, that's way too close for proximity.
Like, you know, what are they called? A slumber party?
A slumber party?
Like, a party, and they just all had to have their shirts.
A sausage fest? They're having pigs in a blanket?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's what you do when you turn 25.
A PJ party.
Oh, my gosh.
No shirt.
No
innocent
shirt.
Innocent fun.
Innocent. I mean, that looks very innocent.
Hey, I just say if it's true, just own it.
Be
it.
You.
See, but where's Raquel in all of this? Where is
sleeping.
Raquel?
Crying. Sleeping.
Crying? No, I don't think she's crying. I think she's studying her times tables.
I cannot. That was clever. No. That was
okay.
Good.
We're trying to schedule a time to get James to come in here. If not, he's definitely going to be on No Filter, and I'll bring an exclusive clip like we did with Kristen.
Man!
We're going to get the tea. We're going to get the tea. Get
Can't
ready for
wait.
It.
Can't wait. And James.
Clarence says James is on the DL who just wants to hide, and people are trying to expose him, so he fights back. Urkapai DL means down low. Down low, which means he's, like, secretly gay. He's in the closet.
No. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he, you know, appreciates.
Or if not, then just, like,
a man.
Stop questioning him, I guess.
I mean, but he's not, like, he's very, I mean, I guess if he's very adamant that he's not gay, but I mean,
he's very adamant about a lot of things that he lies about too. So his track record, I mean, even when he would be, you know, cheating on Raquel or in the past cheating on Kristen,
yeah,
he's always been very adamant. He will not own up to his mistakes,
own up to it.
Or anything, even if it's not a mistake, anything he's lying about.
Which I just think makes Raquel look dumb because, like, there's evidence. Like, obviously, he's done something. He's, like, fooled around with other people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obviously. So at some point, you have to be like, look, I love my man and I'm going to stand by him. Like, right. Brittany. She owned that Jax cheated. Mm-hmm. She, you know, they took a break. But, you know, at the end of the day, she chose to stand by him. A lot of people didn't like that. And now they're happily engaged. And, you know, Jax, like James said, will make a great first husband. Okay, guys, it's time to serve the verdict. Are you ready?
Yes.
So this first one is a bit of tea time. It's a bit of tea time, but it's mostly, okay, we're going to weigh in on it because over the past week, James went on a bit of a rampage.
Okay.
And sent some really crazy tweets.
To who?
At Katie, mm-hmm, at Jax, at Brittany. Here, I'll read some of his tweets because it's it's crazy that he's still getting away with so much. Okay. First tweet, so Radar Online reported that it was basically him trying to stay relevant.
Yeah.
And so here are his tweets. Katie is one disgusting human, basically making up stories about me to gain. That's all she does. Her marriage won't last, and trust me, neither will she after Pump Rules. And then he continued. And Jax, he is just a sad man after his daddy died. Coming for me because I'm the only man he didn't like. Brother, make peace with your dead father, please, so he can be set free. So that you can be set free. That goes for Lala also. By the way, he made fun of George when he left. Then Brittany weighed in. And Brittany tweeted him, and she said, the disgust continues. James Kennedy, I pray you will find the peace you need someday. And then James responded, and he said, Jax is the disgust that lives in most people's screens, and baby, you're engaged to it. Hashtag good luck, hashtag great first wife.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so now time to serve the verdict. So after all of this came out, after everybody picked up on it, after it got super heated, James came out and said he was hacked. Do you believe the hacked story, or do you believe he got drunk? Rivette, how you feeling? Serve the verdict for me. Was he hacked, or was he tipsy?
James Kennedy was not hacked. He was either drunk and or just upset in his feelings, whatever it was. We've heard him say very similar things in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely sounds like something James would say and or do.
Right? And it even sounds like his mm-hmm. writing. Like, it sounds like, you know, it's in his vernacular.
Yeah. No, he 100% wrote those tweets, which is sad.
Intense.
And super intense. And it's like...
Told Katie her marriage isn't going to last. Told Brittany her marriage isn't going to last.
But it's like, dude, Katie's not saying anything mm-hmm. else than what we literally saw the cameramen pick up. She's not saying another story.
Yeah.
She's mm-hmm. just going with that comment and how he acted on Pride. That's it. And we saw it. So mm-hmm. nothing's being made up. It's just other things that you did years before that you might not be remembering. But it's like a downward spiral. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
You guys agree. Hashtag he was drunk. Hashtag he was drunk. James has a way of not doing himself any favors.
Yeah.
Hacked by his drunken personality.
It's so sad.
Jack said they found out that Bravo made him tweet that it was a hacked tweet.
Probably. Mm-hmm. I mean... What he's starting to say is getting really, you know, it is a company. It's a big company. So he needs to, like, own it. Because they're not going to want to be liable for that.
Once again, he never admits his faults.
Okay. Now, Radar Online reported that he was doing this to stay relevant on Pump Rules so that he's not dismissed for next season. Do you agree?
I don't know if he'd be trying to stay relevant. I think he's pretty relevant by saying mm-hmm. what he's saying and how it is. I think he's just doing it.
Yeah, I think he brings a lot of heat to the show, and I don't think they would be smart not to bring him on next season. Yeah. He's just so dramatic, and he causes so many problems with just everybody. It makes good TV, so I don't think it was a relevancy thing.
Yeah, I don't think he's trying to... I think he's a little too relevant at the moment, and it wasn't his attempt to be more relevant, because I think right now he would want the spotlight off of him, so it's even questionable why he would flip out to this extent. Wild. Okay, last yeah. one. The Ice Queen's birthday party. Let's end on a fun note.
Okay.
Did you guys like it? What would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10? And what was your favorite look from the party?
I'd rate it a 7.
Okay.
Just because I love Christmas. And I mean, like, I know it is Stassi. So I just feel like there was dark moments. And I would just like it a little more cheerful. But that's just me. And my favorite look... would have to be, what if I was like, Lala? No, just kidding.
Lala's was rough.
I liked Tom Schwartz.
Oh, Schwartz.
Yeah.
As the elf.
Yeah, as Buddy the elf.
I love it. Rivette?
I rate it 8.5. you know, it had classic elements of a Stassi birthday. The meltdown, the it's all about me, you know. We really need those for a good Stassi birthday, but it was new and fun and fresh. Because Ariana and Stassi shared their birthday together, and I loved seeing them come together like that. My favorite outfit, you guys are going to kill me, but Lala, because she just came in there.
I love her at
all.
Rebel.
All black, grungy.
No, she did. I love
she
Lala.
She still looks good. She's just so beautiful. I loved it. I'm like, oh, Lala, she just doesn't care.
Lala is a goddess.
It's true.
I think I agree with you, Rivette. I think I would give it an 8.5. Because we got the fight with Raquel. We got Stassi's tantrum. The looks were great tonight. I just wish the party would have been a little more poppin'. It just seemed a little dull.
Flat.
But it was also a 30-year-old birthday party. But I feel like when you turn 30, like, you just go all out and, like, that's it. Mm-hmm. You're going all out. All right, let's crown. And my favorite look of the night, I think I'm going to have to say Beau, because it was just so wild.
Oh, yeah.
It was so wild, and you could see, like, his whole ass. okay, time to serve our pumptini. We'll start with you, Rivette. Who gets your pumptini tonight?
You know, tonight I really liked Lala, once mm-hmm. again, not just for her outfit. I love how she sort of wants to help Raquel in her own way, you know, mm-hmm. with the whole James situation. And she really does want to be a girl's girl. It's not her fault that Raquel's not taking it. I also love how Lala stands by her man, you know. Mm-hmm. He had a film come out. It didn't do well, but she, you know, she stands by her man at all times. She's just like, my man came out with a movie, and I loved it, and, you know, I love her for that.
Yeah.
I love Lala, too, but I'm just going to give it to Stassi because, I mean, for it to go from a fun time to like something wicked happened, but nothing did. That was just entertainment.
That tantrum I'm giving it to her.
Classic.
Classic. Hysterical. Everything we would expect from Stassi. I think my pumptini tonight is going to go to Ariana.
Okay.
Just because I like her now. She's had a change.
Good.
She had a party with Stassi, and I'm here for her. I'm definitely feeling her nice. Tonight. Okay, real quickly to close out the show, quick predictions for next week.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Rivette, how are you feeling about what's coming next week?
I'm very excited to see how Bo is going to react to Stassi's tantrum. I think this is going to be a make it or break it moment in their relationship. And after this, I think she'll really either have the clarification of, wow, you know, this man loves me, for my good times, my bad times, or it could not end so well. But I'm really excited to see that interaction.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that, too. I think that'll be good for their relationship. I don't know what the word is because it's not really excited. I'm a little nervous for the conversation that LVP is having with her staff, mainly about James, because I feel like there's just something inside of me that they're going to give him the Tuesday, nothing else, but they're going to allow him to continue with the Tuesdays.
I think
so. I just want to see how that unfolds.
I think that's why Jax becomes a jerk in the next episode is because it's her conversation about saying she's going to give James, he's going to be on probation. Watch. It's going to be something where like he's kind of in, but he didn't get it. He didn't get fully reprimanded. And that's why he's still horrible right now. Quick shout out. Yeah. Thank you guys for joining the chat. Billy, thank you so much. Erka Pie, Teddy. Teddy says he still thinks that Ariana is boring and is not here for her. Clarence, thank you guys so much for joining. If you subscribed, if you have a hot take that we didn't cover, comment below. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes as well and leave us 5 stars. Okay, you guys, I'm Zach Peter. You can keep up with me at Just Plain Zach across all social media platforms. And to follow these lovely ladies,
I'm Sarah Serio. Thanks again for watching, guys. We really appreciate you. And you can follow me at S Serio.
And I am Rivette Soro. You can find me on all social media at Rivette Soro. And thank you for having me tonight, guys.
Of course, we're so excited.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.